gave a bit of a preview yesterday to the psukim that we're going to be learning today. Namely, we had been discussing the root of Avera, which we would define as ta'avati, person's desire. And we pointed out that this has two directions, chemda and ta'ava. And we were dealing with the fact that this, if it's left to fester an individual, can destroy his knowledge of Torah. He simply will forget all of his Torah. To remember Torah is a gift of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He won't have that siyata d'shmaya. It'll certainly affect his kiyum mitzvos in a slippery slope. First, he won't do mitzvos in the most proper manner, and then slowly it'll cut into a shmiras mitzvos. And what we spoke about yesterday was that it'll affect his midos as well, both those midos that he acquires and even those midos that he was born with, that he was given as a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those also are reversible. And what we said we're going to discuss now in Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed, from here to the end of the Perek, is in terms of comparing Averos. And the Shlomo HaMelech, again, Sefer Mishlei, so we have over here a mashal of one type of an Avero would be a Ganov, and the mashal of the other type of Avera would be the Ba Al Eshet Riehu, the adulterer. We already pointed out that the adulterer, that is the symbol of tas, chemda, and ta'ava, lo tachmod, lo tisave, and the ganav is an avera which is very, very serious. We know that gneva was that which sealed the fate of Dor HaMabul. And yet, when it comes to a comparative study between the two, both on the level of the way people view it, and then in terms of the nimshal, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it, we have over two different worlds. In the way people view it, lo yavuzu leganav ki yignova malei nafsho ki yirav, that people view gneva as, again, as a terrible avera, but they understand where it comes from. A person has needs, and a person feels that he can't fulfill these needs in a legal manner, and so he will try and deal with these needs in an illegal manner. He'll try and quench his thirst. He'll try and satiate his hunger in an illegal manner by stealing. Such an individual, on the level of, we'll see, of man, of Kadosh Baruch Hu, nimtza yishalim shivatayim et kol hon beito yitein. However, as opposed to this, and we'll see what this means, no efisha, someone who's an adulterer, chasar leif, this individual is totally mindless, mashchis nafsho hu ye'asena, that he's totally committing an act of self-destruction, self-immolation, nega v'kolon yimtza, chir potolo timache, kikino chamas gever, lo yachmo biyom nakam, lo yisa p'nei kol kofer, v'lo yove kitar b'shochem. We have over here a whole group of phrases that make this person make his action totally indefensible with terrible, terrible consequences. What over here is the difference? So Lechora, in Geneva, we're dealing with an objective issue. People have needs for a certain level of physical sustenance, and they're going to rationalize. I'll steal I'll cheat on my tax forms. There are all different ways of a person can steal. I'll cheat my customers in order to be able to make more money. However, when we're dealing on the level of the no'eif, here we're dealing not with an objective need. It's not a need at all. It's simply an obsession that a person creates. People can create their own obsessions. In the level of Geneva, we're dealing with acts that are actions that are points in time. On the level of the no'eif, we're dealing with a personality. The person's personality is simply rotten from within in terms of ta'ava and in terms of chemda. The nafkamina that Shlomo HaMelech speaks about is the yishalem. Is there a takana for such averos? If a person dies without being chozer b'tshuva, is there any takana? V'nimtza yishalem shivatayim. So the ganav over here, there's a way of his being metake in the avera by paying back the nignav. What is the shivatayim over here? So there are three different perushim in the Gra. either that this ganav can take seven different forms. You can have an individual who's a gonev da'at, that's one level of ganeva. You can have someone who plays around with midos and mishkal, another level of ganeva. You could have someone who is a kofer, who will lie when he's presented with something that he owes, another level of ganeva. You have someone who steals the be'en. You can have someone who is a gonev nefesh in order to be able to then get the ransom money for that individual. There are seven different types of ganavim. The common denominator is that they all can pay back that which they did. Et kohon beso yitain. Et kohon beso yitain. So over here, we'll move over that one explanation of Shiva Sayim is seven types of ganavim. Another explanation of Shiva Sayim is that you add up kefil and you add up dalet vehei, you get to a seven. But the third, which is where the way the Gra really appears to understand, is that we know that we have seven midurei gehenom, that this person is going to go through seven very, very difficult stages, but these stages have an end. These stages hit a certain level, and then he's going to be in these stages for Machokas and Mishnayos and Adios, for 12 months, for 7 weeks, for whatever the period of time is going to be in them. Then he's going to lose his chelak even in Olam Haba, Kol Hon Beito Yitain. That's a possibility as well. But either, in other words, he will have, even if he reaches this plane where he's such a ganav that he's going to lose his chelak in Olam Haba, but he can come into the world a second time as a Gilgul and be able to reestablish some sort of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Namely, it's an Aveira that lends itself to a Tikkun. Ma she'enke noef isha chasar lev mashchit nafsho hu ya'asenu. We're dealing on the level of the chemda and tava that take over this person's personality. This is the mashchit, ki hishchit kol basaret dar kol ha'aretz. This is total self-destruction. There is a concept of an eternal punishment from where one doesn't come out of. That's the concept that he speaks about over here in his parish of Be'er Shachat, namely that since he permeated his entire personality with these subjective desires, so the all-encompassing nature of his Aveira is also an all-encompassing nature of his punishment. It will be endless in terms of time, it will be endless in terms of Harifut. And then we have over here a very, very frightening explanation of the next three psukim, and this will conclude for today, that we find over here seven expressions of this individual losing in judgment. Nega v'kolon yimtza. He's going to be to always be branded by this Aveira, Cherpato Lo Timache. There's going to be an eternal sense of shame. Kina'ah Chamas Gever. We have Nega, we have Kolon, we have Cherpa. Kina Chamat Gever. There's always going to be a chema, an anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards this person. Lo Yachmol Biyom Nakam. That when there are days of judgment, there's not going to be any special consideration for this individual. Lo yisa pene kol kofer, he's not going to be able to ransom his way out. Lo yovek yitar b'shochad, he can't bribe his way out of this. That we're dealing over here with seven judgments, and the Gra points out that every individual, in terms of his transition from this world to the next world, goes through seven judgments. He quotes all of this in the name of the Zohar. So, Pasha, we should be aware. And this person is going to strike out in all seven. Kamosha kasa bezoar parshas naso vehem. Aleph tekef kodem mitato. Before a person dies, he's going to be aware of the fact that he's going to be visited by three malachim. Echad, one malach, choshev kol harigaim shehaya ba'olam, venotel cheshbon al kol ma she'asabahem. What we call a din v'cheshbon. Very, very frightening. A real accounting. You were in this world for X number of years, X number of months, X number of days, X number of hours, X number of seconds. Let's see what you did with that time. Let's see what you did do positively, what you didn't do, the cheshbon of what you could have done. Hasheni choshev ha'averot she'asa. The second one makes a list of all the averos. Hashlishi shelamad ito Torah. This is a Malchut who recognizes this soul because he had taught him Torah betan imo. Achshav balerot imem shleimim ito. What's left of the Torah that was taught to this individual? That's one level of judgment. Sheni hu achar misa molichen oto lekever machrizim lefanav vay leploni demar demalka v'nidon. That we have another judgment after the person dies, before the kvura, in which the person is given a label. The label could be lo aleinu, that this is a marid b'malchus. Gimel kishim machnisen oto lekever nidon lemala. Just as his body is lowered into the grave, there is another din, is what will be with his soul. Revi'i huchibut hakever, that the goof of the individual remains his body, and he is going to feel the pain of the. Of the status of kvura, v'nidon kol aver ve'aver shenehene b'olam hazeh shelo b'mitzvah, that a person was put into this world to be nehene, but to be nehene in the proper manner. Those hanaot that came about improperly, so that's part of the chibut b'kever. Chamishi, the fifth one, dina de to'alta, that the body decomposes, shatolem ochlimoto v'nafsho olav te'eval. It's a very, very uncomfortable situation to be in. Shishis, moving back to his soul, kafakela, naaseruach, that this person can be thrown around in the spheres of spirituality. Shvi, gehenom. And then, what he points out is that these seven that I mentioned over here are the seven going backwards. Nega is gehenom, the kalon is the kafakela, etc., etc., until he gets back to that which exists even before the person dies. And he's aware of these malachim, he's not going to be able to get rid of his fate via kofir, via shochad, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here in this very, very sort of depressing reality. Bli neder, on Yom Rishon we can still learn. It's like between in the Rav's day. It's like between sessions. I think so. I think 1:30 is like during the break. Okay, so Bli neder. We'll, on Yom Rishon, we'll begin Perek Zayin. It begins a little more upbeat. Okay.